There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Exciting, isn't it? Great to know that we're ready for another show. It's great to know it's time for another show. How about that? I'm a poet, along with John Cremins. I'm
regular Nipsey Russell.
That's me.
Poet didn't know it.
Yep. Jennifer Horn is here. Molly Page is here. All to add interest and excitement to an otherwise dull day. Because who wants to listen to John and I talk about hardware or whatever? This is the hardware. You're at the hardware show, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think we've seen some of the best inventions we have seen in years here.
Really? Like, give us.
Oh, forget all that. Hold on a second, Dougie.
What? Yeah. Okay.
John got hugged by Suzanne Summers yesterday.
Really?
Oh yeah, yes I did. As a matter of fact, we were sitting.
I might be stalking you
on
Facebook.
That's the kind of hardware you're staring at.
Exactly.
Huh? Right. Yeah. You know, well, actually, her and I are you're pretty dear friends. She used to be a guest on HSN for a very long time. Her and her husband would always, Alan would always stand offset, and I did the morning show. So basically, she'd be on with Lynn, my co-host, and I'd be talking to Alan all the time, and we struck up a great conversation and great friendship. And she was walking through the club last night because she has a show out here now in Las Vegas, at what used to be the Las Vegas Hilton. Now it's called the Westgate, which is right next to the convention center. So we were sitting there, and she looked at me, she walked up, and she gave me the greatest, warmest, most friendship hug I've ever had in my life.
Really?
It was awesome. And with her was the owner of the new Westgate Hotel here in Vegas. And she went on and told him all about me. And I haven't seen her in probably 7-8 years. And for her to remember all that about me and who I was and what I was, and it was amazing. Akos and Celeste were just looking like, wow.
Well, hold on just a second. You, the problem, we were just
give
having
yourself
a conversation.
A little credit, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a big deal.
There is a, we were just talking about earlier on the egoic, the principle of the egoic mind, E-G-O-I-C, the ego, and how it talks to us often in negative ways or in negative terms. And it's something that we all, both men and women, and age is not a factor here. It starts actually when we're younger, and a lot of it has to do with what we grew up around. For example, my father was always telling me I either should be satisfied with what I have, or I ought not to try to do, excuse me, A, B, or C, because it could be dangerous, or, you know, I could get hurt. And then I became an experimenter, and I did all of those things. But I, in the back of my mind, thought, is my father going to disapprove? And then that works on you. And so when your father is gone, you still have that stuff that plays in your mind. More often than not, it's a negative. So you, for whatever the reason, are conditioned to not think of yourself in the way in which many other people may think of you. You are, as Richie just suggested, a big deal. You have achieved great success in an area where there are very few people who are actually legitimate stars. There are a lot of people who have done what you've done, but not to the extent that you have done it for the years. And, you know, when you look at how much of that merchandise you sold on those the various channels, that's a hell of an accomplishment. So, yeah, you do need to give yourself a little credit, and or maybe a little more credit. I didn't ever think about anything that I had done that was positive, whether it was the farm, my radio, any of that stuff, until I met Meredith. She taught me how to look at myself as someone who has accomplished great things. I just kept doing and going, and you're the same way. We do, we go, we don't think about the essence of what we really are or have accomplished. And every once in a while, my father did say once to me, that I ought to slow down and smell the roses. Well, that was when I was 29 and my then wife had decided that she hadn't had enough of me because I was never around. I was never there. I was always out doing and going and fixing, and that followed me until pretty much now in my life. I've decided that's not how I'm going to operate anymore. But you get into these patterns and you follow the patterns and they become what's etched in your mind until you decide. And some people never decide to do something about it. And I,
you're right.
You know,
yeah,
you got to say, what are you all about? What is it that turns you on? And what do other people know about you? What they know about you is that you have been a success, and not like, what we are doing is trained. Now we're doing just the opposite now with children that are going through school. Everybody's got to be a superhero. Everybody's got to be on the honor roll. Everybody's got to be special. Everybody's got to... No. Some people are just not special in some ways, and some people just are not going to achieve greatness. It's a good thing to strive for, and I don't think you set yourself out of it, but there are... That's what... What predicates greatness is understanding that there is a comparative here. And you, my friend, John Cremins, are a superlative seller who has achieved great success in a business that is full of thieves, cutthroats, robbers, and other things we probably can't mention. It's a business that's horribly hard and difficult to stay in and survive in and do well in. So
you're absolutely right.
Give yourself some credit.
Yeah, I've had other people use that same analogy. Right. I'm the good guy on the pirate ship.
Right. You didn't make them all
get
walk
thrown
the
off
plank.
The plank, or survive.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a long way of getting around to.
You mentioned your father. My father was the same way. My father actually, gave me a lot of advice, but he always challenged me.
Yeah.
I do my kids. I always, if they say something, I want them to prove it.
Yeah.
And he did that a lot. So that's why, when I do things here, or any time that you ask a question, or I'm always researching fast.
Yeah. Right,
I want to have the information.
My father didn't do that. My father did a lot of damage, but you still love him because he was he did what he could do with what he had to work with. I mean, he was an orphan. He didn't have anything to work with, and so
I credit him with everything that I've done.
He gave me that
spirit, right?
Yep.
That spirit to always want to know. If I don't know it, I want to find out.
My father taught me how to be a survivor. My father taught me how to not give up or give in, whether he knew it or he didn't. He didn't. He was a great salesman, and he was one of those guys that if he got thrown out the front door, he'd figure out how to climb through the window to make his case. He wasn't difficult. He was very well thought of, but that's how he knew how to, that was his survival technique. He learned it as a kid, how to survive. If somebody throws me out, I pick myself up and I go back at it and try it from another point of view. Otherwise,
think about
you die.
That with inventors. And inventors don't have that ability. They don't have that ability at all. I mean, they have nobody to learn from.
Right.
They try to, but nobody wants to teach them. Anybody that in this industry wants to just take, right?
Yeah.
So basically what we've done here, and I got to tell you, Doug, and Jennifer and Molly, we've had so many good compliments here from the inventor community. They have a large area, and they really love what we're doing for the inventor. They think that our concept, when we first came up with it 5 years ago, and what we're doing now here on the air, is helping them a lot. And you got to see their faces.
Yeah.
These are people that, just yesterday, most of these inventors have already been hit up by at least 5 to 6 invention companies. At the floor,
yeah,
and they're charging, wanting to charge them $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and we go in and we tell them all that we do and what you do and what we all do here on the show and what we try to do for America's inventors, and you got to see their faces because they don't believe us at first,
because you're giving them things, you're not trying to capitalize on them,
yeah.
Yeah. And when we tell them that they get to come on for free, you've got to see their faces. It's amazing. I mean, it makes you feel so good that something you're doing, and it's been a tremendous amount of time that all of us here have done, is actually working. And is not only educating inventors and from the people that come on the show, but also the fact that they're actually thinking that, there is somebody, there is a safe haven, there is an anti-shark. in the waters. It's pretty. It's
Andy
really,
Shark
really cool.
Again. What is that Shark Mo? What's the name of that TV show?
Shark Tank.
Shark. No. The other thing with the sharks coming out of the sky.
Oh, Sharknado.
Right. This is the Andy stereo. Sharknado.
You're a yes. Dougnado.
Yeah,
Andy
you.
Shark, Uncle Shark,
yeah.
You know.
Right. All right, so we had on Tuesday a fellow named John Hegland and Arlene Smee with that clip thing for curtains. How did that do on the thumbs-up department?
That went down to actually 70%. They started out pretty good.
Yeah.
So it looks like Richard Luckett, the lunch table bag.
Right.
Was at 75%.
Right. Now today we have Carolyn Ola, and
yes.
She has something called a Little Viper. It's a fashion pepper spray self-defense bracelet. Wow, this looks very interesting.
Awesome.
Yeah, the ladies are going to... We better keep the ladies here for that one. That conversation, Molly and Jennifer better be involved in that. All right, so we have Michael Inventions Radio. Eko Shankura not here with us. John Creamans is. Tomorrow, don't forget, it's Dream Big America, our weekly contest with the winners of My Cool Inventions and the people that we vetted separately on the dreambigamerica.us website. If you would like to have us consider your entrepreneurial idea, your business, your invention, then you can go to either mycoolinventions.com or you can go to dreambigamerica.us and you can explain what it is. We'll check you out and then get you on the air. There is a wonderful feeling here of success, and that's really what we are trying. We feel like we're a success in helping you become a success. So that's the main underscoring line of My Cool Inventions Radio. It's 18 after the hour.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
We'll be right back. all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The hour now. This is the My Cool Inventions Radio Hour. John Cremins is here, still at this hardware show in Las Vegas. Okay, so Molly and Jennifer and I and Richie want to know what you've been sort of general in your praise of the people who are there, but what sort of things are
as a man
the guide? What's for women? No, I was actually going to take the other approach, Richie. It's good you said that. I was thinking because most everybody thinks that tools are for men.
No. I'm just saying, as a guy, I'm envious that you get to walk around and see all that cool stuff.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, there is some pretty cool stuff.
What cool stuff is there for women?
Hot men, tool bound
men walking around the floor.
Yes.
Oh, please. Yeah, I know. Come on. What are some of the...
How much grunting is there at the show, John?
See, there's got to be a lot.
It's not a weight room, boys and girls.
Sweating and... Yeah. Yeah. Sweating, half-clothed bodies. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Know where I can find it? You know, I have to say, I am so incredibly impressed by women who know how to use tools.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's such a simple thing to hang a picture or be able to measure something or build something. It's so simple, but I'm impressed by men and women who can do that.
But there's let's carry that a step or two further. There's something about a woman who can move all the furniture around the house, put the furniture together that's taken apart, something like that, adjust the rugs, just do everything.
Adjust the rugs.
It's good. Yeah, move the furniture off the rugs, move the rugs to where she wants them, and then if we put
Well, they have those little slidey things.
There's that, and then there are women who can fix cars. Woman who knows how to change things.
I used to change the oil. I had a 65 Thunderbird I'd change the oil in, and a Formula Firebird I'd change the oil in, and for some reason men were so impressed with that. It's very easy. You just turn stuff, it comes out, you put it back in.
Yeah, no, but it
I'm impressed by
that sort of stuff. Yeah, right. But a woman who can fix the refrigerator, that sort of thing. In the house,
that's just because you don't have to call somebody to fix the refrigerator.
Well, is your refrigerator running, ma'am?
Better catch it.
So anyway, John, what sort of things have you seen there that would appeal to women at the hardware show? other than the
Well, there's one thing I thought. It was called the Terrace Farmer. And what it was is a woman inventor came up with it. It looks like an enclosed aquarium, but it's a little larger than that. But it actually is a solar greenhouse.
Really?
So you can control it from your smartphone. Mm-hmm. From your smartphone.
Whoa,
You literally, if you were at work, you could actually look at your plants growing. You could see anything that you were doing. You could actually have it mix the fertilizer and everything for you and give it more water from your smartphone.
That's cool.
I thought that was great.
Well, that is. All of that. Do you have a lot of smartphone adaptations there? Various things that would be tools that can be operated by having an app on a smartphone?
Yeah, there are a lot of appliances and a lot of hardware pieces that do actually report back to the smartphone app that they put together for it. Mm-hmm. It lets you know if it's running on Optimum. Hey, did you guys, do any of you like to grill? Or, have a barbecue and...
Hello, ding, ding, right here.
Yeah, Richie likes
it. Yeah, I figured so. So how many times have you gotten an LP tank from a gas station or wherever you buy your LP gas and just put it in the back seat of the car and brought it home?
I put it in the trunk, but yeah.
Dangerous.
You know that's a... Do you lay it on its side?
I do not. I lay it on its... on the bottom.
It's actually, unless you have it, completely stored, it's illegal to carry.
Really?
Huh. There was somebody that came up with a thing called a tank case. And it actually looks like a large, it was beautifully done. I mean, I was impressed with them because they knew so much about LP tanks and how to travel with them that you put the tank in, it protects the tank completely so that you don't have to worry about if, it's rolling around in the back of your pickup or your car.
Boom, yeah.
All right. Something to look forward to hearing more about. We'll hear from Carolyn Ola in the next half hour of My Cool Inventions Radio.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs, and the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant.
Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Every business trip starts with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, this country wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. And if you're one of those business people, there's a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn for every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
You always have a choice. Book now at choicehotels.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The hour on My Cool Inventions Radio with that wonderful John Cremins and that amazingly good-looking Doug Steffen.
Here I am. Yeah, here you are. Here we all are together. Okay, so did we go through? I felt like there was a scant pause as we were looking for things that women, we would find appealing for women tools that we'd find. And this is maybe the problem. There's too much focus on men or there's too much focus on things being sort of predictable. Okay, men do this, women do that. And that's not the way it is anymore, and I don't think it should be the way that it is.
Especially with the do-it-yourself movement. I don't know, and maybe, John, you can speak to if that was a big part of the hardware show, but I know a lot of my friends in their 20s and 30s are a big part of the DIY stuff. So instead of buying crafts or buying decorations for your home, women are making them themselves, and they're using real tools, not just the stuff that's in the pink cases anymore. I mean, they're using leather and leather cutters and hole punches and hammers and nails and all kinds of stuff. So is that a big part of the hardware show now, John?
Absolutely it is. You know, when you say hardware, everybody starts thinking tools. It's not all about tools. It all has they have a like a picnic or an outdoor barbecue section that's outside and has everything you could possibly imagine you would do outside your home. And so they wanted to give you kind of a feel of where of the climate or what you would be doing it in. But they also had stuff that I thought was rather interesting for people that, you know, take safety of their home. There was dryer lint can be a bad thing. Hundreds of thousands of homes get caught on fire because lint gets stuck in the dryer.
And it always ends up in my boyfriend's belly button. things. Weird. I don't know.
Well, this guy, there's an inventor that actually came up with something that hooks. You know the hose fits on the back of your dryer? Have you ever gone back there?
Yeah.
It's a little like a metallic looking. So it hooks right to where that hooks up to. And let's say the lint starts to build up over time. And it does. I mean, even if you clean the screen, it's going to build up over time. And as it does, it can either get hot and catch fire. Well, this darn thing allows you to know when there's too much lint, when the flow of air goes down, it sends an alarm to your smartphone. It also has an alarm that goes off by your dryer. So you would know. And that was actually created by a very unique guy in Minnesota. So, I mean, I there were several things that I thought that you'd like. I mean, I know as far as DIY, it's huge. There's a huge section of stuff that, people can get for their houses to fix. A lot of the remodeling people, when you're taking a house apart or you're trying to put it back together again, you love watching that on TV and want to do it yourself. There's a whole group in an area where people have come up with better ways, to do a lot of that. So yeah, I think that movement's growing. I think, what I saw here this.
Uh-huh.
Just when it was getting good.
To fix this.
Let's have it. That's right. Let's hear it for alternative communicational tools. All right. So, Richie.
Yes.
Let's see if we can get Carolyn Ola on.
She's right here.
Is she there? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Carolyn. And Richie, let me know when John is there. All right.
Okay.
What happens in these circumstances? Are you there? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So let's, before we lose all connection to reality, let's have you bring in Carolyn Ola and find out with all of us about this little viper.
Well, Carolyn, good morning. Thanks for listening to and being with being a part, rather, of Michael Emissions Radio. We're glad to have you along today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Carolyn, tell us, because we have our ladies are with us as well, Molly and Jennifer, and they wanted to stay around because they wanted to hear about this, too, about protection for women. Why did you decide that you wanted to come up with an invention that would help women be better prepared just in case something would happen?
Well, I have two daughters, and I realized that, I would give them the usual pepper spray canisters. They're on the market, and they would always put them in their purse or their backpack, and I just started thinking, if they were caught off guard, how would they have the time to even search through their backpack or their purse? Because, normally people buy pepper spray, and they carry it when they think there might be danger, and that's not usually where it's going to happen. It's going to be when you least expect it, when you don't have time to search through your purse and your backpack or try and remember where you even put it to begin with. So that's why I wanted something that would be like a wearable, fashionable item that could, prevent any kind of assault or rape for my daughters.
That's a great idea. I mean, so tell us a little bit about the design of this, because for someone that might be driving around in their car right now or not near a computer, what does a little viper actually look like?
It's an adjustable silicone bracelet. Right now it's available in pink or black. It's super comfortable. It's lightweight. It weighs an ounce. And it basically looks like a watch. So it has a little pepper spray canister right on top there. And you wear it. You don't even have to think about it. And if you're in danger, you press the two sides of the canister together, and it sprays out the pepper spray.
So is these little canisters of pepper spray, are they easy to replace?
No, we do not recommend replacing them at this time. It's something we're looking at doing in the future, but just for the safety of the consumer, the way that it's designed, it fits in there very snug so that there's no kind of accidental discharge, and we replace them ourselves. You can send them in for replacement, but we don't offer that as sending out just a replacement canister.
I guess I can understand that because it's only basically, hopefully, you never have to use it, right?
Right.
You just want to make sure that it's prepared if you do.
Exactly. We're thinking, for $20, if you have to use it, it saves your life. I don't think anyone's going to scoff at that.
So tell us how you came up with the design. Because I'm looking at it, and it looks like a bracelet, and it has a small, almost barrel, which is pink or black, depending on the color you choose. So how did you come up with this design when you created this?
Well, I tried, I actually thought about many different designs, but I wanted something, again, that looked, you know, kind of fashionable, where if you're wearing it on a blind date, or you're wearing it to the mall, or you're wearing it anywhere, no one looks at you and thinks, oh my gosh, she has pepper spray on her. So, you know, what I did was I developed the bracelet around the tiniest pepper spray canister that's made today, and just kind of fit it together, and that's where we're at.
So is that a snap? I mean, does this, like, adjust to the different wrist sizes?
It's adjustable. One size fits most. There's three different lengths. I've yet to have anyone say it doesn't fit them. I designed it with my daughters in mind, who have very tiny wrists. My husband, you know, we fit it on him to make sure that it would fit him. So it's one size fits most.
One size fits most.
This is really cool.
Of putting it, right. All right, ladies, questions. Well, actually, why don't we, John, let's have her make her pitch, and then we'll have the ladies ask her some questions along with the questions you may have for it. So
that's a good idea. So, Carolyn, what we want you to do, because I think we've got a lot of questions now, and there's a lot of interest here. So what I want you to do, we're going to give you 1 minute to pitch it. Now, you're going to pitch the audience, and then, of course, as you're listening at home there, or you're in your car, pull over, because I don't want you to text and vote, but you can actually smartphone text. You can text to the number 22333 and then put thumbs up or thumbs down in your text, or you can just go to our website at Michael Inventions Radio and actually go there to the vote page and vote too. So, Carolyn, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this.
Idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
You found a new couch on Craigslist, and you're going to go to the seller's home to take a look at it. You throw pepper spray in your purse, just in case. You arrive at the seller's home, and he's showing you the couch. While you're looking at it, he forcefully grabs you from behind, and your purse flings off across the room. What now? Your pepper spray is useless. That's why the Little Viper is the most useful self-defense product on the market today. It's the world's first and only fashion pepper spray self-defense bracelet. Other pepper sprays will only be effective if you're carrying them in your hand at all times, and who does that? Nobody. That's why the Little Viper solves that problem. Like a watch, you can wear it at any time and without even having to think about it. It's a fashionable silicone adjustable bracelet. One size fits most. Super lightweight at only 1 ounce and contains 3 to 6 bursts of pepper spray with a 3-foot range. Little Viper, ready to protect you at a moment's notice. Suggested retail is $19.99. Visit us at littleviper.com and please go to mycoolinventions.com and thumbs up for me, please. I need your vote.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Wow. All right, I'm impressed. She is
very impressed.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Carolyn, you have your pitch down perfectly.
Thank you.
I couldn't. I don't think I could actually give you any tweaks or anything, any way to make it better.
Thank you very
your
much.
Example at the beginning, I envisioned it. I closed my eyes. I want because I do that at times when I listen to some of the pitches because I want to see if you can create that image in my mind that I would know and that you found the problem. I saw the problem. I can see it, and I see your solution easily. This was you did a great job, at least from my perspective. But what about Molly and Jennifer? What do you think?
First, I love it. It looks like you've gotten a lot of publicity. You've been on a lot of shows. What you have on YouTube is fantastic. I think it's a really great idea. When I lived in Los Angeles, I worked odd hours. I worked at different studios from downtown Los Angeles to down off La Cienega. And every time I would leave the studio, I would always have pepper spray on my keychain, and I'd always have it in my hand, just so you're ready, because you never know.
Right.
So my two questions, I guess, are how is this really different from carrying it on your keychain and having it there? And the other thing is there a way to keep somebody from turning this on the wearer? If they just grabbed your arm, they could spray you with it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's with anything. If they really wanted to, it's like if you had a gun, they could grab it and shoot you with it. There's really nothing to circumvent that. The reason it's different is because there's nothing on the market that's a wearable item that you put on your wrist and you don't even have to think about it. So if you have it on your keychain and you go anywhere, let's say you go, you know, to this person's house on Craigslist to buy the couch, if you throw your keys in your purse, it's it's just useless. There's nothing that's going to be a better item than if you have it on your wrist. You're not even thinking about it. And it, a lot of people also, they freeze when danger strikes. And they, it might take them a few minutes to kind of think about, oh my gosh, what do I need to do? Well, this is going to be there for you, you know, within minutes. I mean, it just depends when you need it, but it will be there no matter what. And that's why I think it's the most effective self-defense, non-lethal self-defense product on the market.
I do think it's brilliant. Sorry, Jen, go ahead.
Oh, no, that, I mean, I'm really impressed with the idea, and I love the idea of having it on your wrist because, like Molly, I have a couple of things of pepper spray. I have one in my nightstand. I carry one in my purse. You just never know. So I like having it on the wrist, but I notice on my pepper spray there's always an expiration date. Do yours expire? How often do you have to replace them if you don't discharge them?
You.
And if you do, well, it's true.
Yeah. Yes, it's there's a on ours there's a 2-year expiration date, and that's not because the pepper spray gets old or anything. It's because over time, it's like a if you have hairspray, it's aerosol. So over time, you're going to lose that burst of aerosol. So after 2 years, it will still function, and it will. I like to say it will most likely work, but we do not want to sell it after 2 years because we just want to make sure it still has the capacity to, you know, shoot out as far as possible and all that.
And that's my follow-up question. Sorry. I just need to know how, when you said it shoots out as far as possible, the ones that you can buy now will tell you how many feet it will shoot out. How close does the person have to be to you with this one?
Yeah, this shoots out 3 feet.
Okay.
3 feet.
That would be a decent distance, right?
Yeah.
If someone was close to you. Hey, I've got a question, though, Carolyn. How about the legality of this? I mean, I know that there are certain states and certain areas where you can't have, like, tasers or stun guns. Is there any regulation on this type of, like, a pepper spray?
Pepper spray is legal in all 50 states. Now, certain states have, a few more requirements, but it's legal in all 50 states. For instance, in New York, though, you have to, in order for an end user to buy pepper spray, they have to be over 18 and they have to purchase it from a licensed firearm dealer. So it's actually only New York and Massachusetts that have the pretty strict of you have to buy it from a licensed firearm dealer. Everywhere else, it's legal. There are certain states that you have to be over 18, and there's some that you do not have to be over 18. Indiana is one of them that you do not have to be over 18. So it is legal in all 50 states.
All right. Here's what you do.
She's
right
at 100%
now.
Right now, Doug.
She's at 100%. Okay. Here's what you can do. You want to vote for this invention and for Carolyn Ola. Text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or you can dial 888-877-0490 or vote at mycoolinventions.com.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Congress has designated May as Military Appreciation Month, a period for the nation to publicly demonstrate their appreciation for the sacrifices and successes made by service members, past and present. GM has a 100-year history of support for the U.S. military and is again expanding its best-in-the-industry military purchase program to all service members and veterans. All new Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles are included. GM's head of consumer affairs, James Bell, says more than 41,000 service members and veterans took advantage of the discount program last year.
We're proud to be able to support our military community with this program. And again, we're inviting all active duty service members, especially all 22 million veterans from all branches, regardless of their separation date, to participate now through June.
The discount can be combined with most other incentives, and USAA members are eligible for an additional $750 discount. Learn more at GMMilitaryDiscount.com and ChevySalutes.com. I'm Steve Anwart reporting.
Every business trip starts with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, this country wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. And if you're one of those business people, there's a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn for every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
You always have a choice. Book now at choicehotels.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The shooters in Texas are identified. More Republicans.
TikTok time on Good Day, the Doug Stephan Good Day program with a focus on what's going on in the world of technology. Not everything, because we don't have time, but we do have somebody who literally knows everything there is to know. I feel like Ed McMahon now introducing Karnak. Here he is, the sage from the East, a man who knows everything about technology, Greg Stebbin from Men's Talk, Maga Men's Talk. Where did that come from?
I even know the name of my magazine.
Yes, that's a, listen, that's, I'm happy to know you if it's your magazine. I want to be friends with you. Anyway, so the story about replacing your selfie stick with a new selfie arm, I'm not sure where they come. The only time I'd seen anybody use a selfie was Kevin Hart on one of those award shows. And I find him pretty annoying, and watching him running around, I find the whole idea of selfie sticks, the whole idea of selfies is annoying. Never mind sticks or arms or whatever it is. So let's get to that in a moment, as Greg is here to report on lots of different things, including the chatter on the new Microsoft Windows 10. Up next here on Good Day.
Every business trip starts with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press pause. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, this country wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. And if you're one of those business people, there's a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn for every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
You always have a choice. Book now at choicehotels.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99. Offer valid ends Q84-6030 in store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Greg Stan. Kevin joining Molly and Kenny and me. All right, so the selfie stick, the selfie arm, this is sort of almost silly, is it not?
Almost silly? This is so creepy. Far beyond the line of silliness.
Why do you say it's creepy, Molly?
Because I'm looking at a picture of it, and it looks like a dead man's arm, and you're holding its hand as it takes a picture of you.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have been doing that the other day when I took a picture of my banana that was posted on Facebook. I hope you saw
and
that, Greg.
And that's a completely different story.
I see. All right. That's a highlight. Let's talk about Microsoft Windows 10 and whether or not I'm going to need it because I'm an IBM sort of a guy. I got all of this stuff here, and I'm not happy with Windows 8 or 9 or whatever it is that I have here.
Do you have Windows 9, Doug?
I don't know what I have. I have something that annoys me.
I'm going to get it to annoy you even more.
Oh, good. Okay.
So
here we go.
You probably have Windows 8, I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe.
The odds of you having Windows 9 are very slim because Microsoft is actually skipping version 9. They're going from version 8 to version 10.
Uh-huh.
Because, truthfully, version 8 was a bit of a disaster.
Really?
And I think they wanted to erase it from our memory by actually skipping one number. And I don't know how that would work, but somehow in their minds they thought it would be effective. So there will never be a Windows version 9.
Sorry. Okay,
but there will be a version 10, and it's coming out sometime this summer.
All right, so what is the what's the bottom line here? Do I have to get it?
No, you don't. And it's tricky because, first of all, it will be free for the first year for anyone running Windows 7 or later. Of course, if you're running anything earlier than that, you have a security risk in your computer. But the trick is that it will be tempting to get Windows 10 for free, but my guess is that when it comes out and once you load Windows 10 on your computer, I'm guessing you will not be able to go back. So if you don't like it, I think it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to go back to what you already knew and were familiar with. And that is challenging. And you may find that even though you're annoyed by Windows 8, you may find that Windows 10 annoys you even more.
Yeah, I like the earlier Windows things. I can do Outlook and things that I like. So how much is this going to cost?
It's free. It's going to be free for
the
first year.
That's it.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, yeah, it'll be free if you get it within the first year. After that, you'll pay.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.